For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. Saying that they are the conservative part of the Republican Party, former Public Health Chief Catherine Templeton and Lieutenant Governor Kevin Bryant today endorsed their former rival John Warren ahead of the June 26th GOP runoff election for governor. The upstate businessman finished second in Tuesday's primary, getting about 28% of the vote, while Governor McMaster received 42%. Neither candidate clinched a majority, triggering the automatic runoff. The winner will go on to face Democrat James Smith in the general election. More than 1,000 Santee Cooper customers in Myrtle Beach are without power. Media reports the outages go from South Kings Highway west along Highway 501 to Forest Brook Road. The outages come as heavy rains, strong winds, and lots of lightning work its way through the area. Santee Cooper says it hopes to restore power by 7:45 this evening. Meanwhile, forecasters are calling for scattered showers and thunderstorms along the coast through this evening. Charleston floodwaters are crawling with unsafe levels of fecal bacteria, according to an analysis by the Post and Courier and research by the College of Charleston. The paper reports during a June 8th downpour, it collected samples from 8 streets near schools, stores, and hospitals on Peninsular Charleston and analyzed them for fecal coliforms. Some of the samples contained tens of thousands of bacterial colonies per 100 milliliters of water. Local limits for sewers are 400. 3 upstate sheriff's deputies have been cleared in the shooting death of a mentally disturbed man armed with a knife. Greenville solicitor Walt Wilkins today announced that the officers were justified in shooting 35-year-old Jermaine Massey, saying that they feared for their lives. The family of Massey says Greenville County deputies should have reacted less violently since Massey called 911 on himself, reporting he was bipolar and feared he might harm his family. Interim Greenville County Sheriff Johnny Mack Brown says he is working to get training on dealing with people having a mental health crisis to as many deputies as possible after the shooting. The highest-ranking employee of Kiowa Island has admitted to conspiring with another former official to defraud the town out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Charleston Post and Courier reports former administrator Tamika Rucker pleaded guilty to one count of federal conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Harrison Gunnels, the former town treasurer, pleaded guilty last month to the same charge. Both face up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Prosecutors said the pair had complete control of Kiowa Island's finances with little to no oversight when they fraudulently wired some $200,000 to themselves between 2011 and 2015. A hotel call center in the Lowcountry announced it will be closing later this year, eliminating some 600 jobs. Intercontinental Hotels Group said staffing challenges, including high turnover, led to the company's decision to close the North Charleston location. The closing is scheduled for November. Intercontinental Hotels Group brands include Holiday Inn, Crown Plaza, Candle Suites, and Staybridge Suites. And a trial lawyer and former prosecutor says he will run to fill the state Senate seat left empty after Columbia Senator John Corson resigned. Dick Harpootlian is the first candidate to announce his campaign for the Senate's 20th district. Candidates can't officially file for the seat until June 22nd. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.